This is VOA News via a modem, Tommy McNeil. As Brazil reels from mobs of rioters swarming in seats of power, its former leader has decamped to a Florida resort where droves of supporters flocked to cheer on their ousted president. That man, Jair Bolsonaro, was hospitalized with abdominal pain at a nearby hospital. We get more from VOA's Miguel Amaya.
Bolsonaro said the government has linked him to the riots without evidence. Commentators say the former president could come under investigation. Vinicius Vieira is a political analyst.
Jair Messias Bolsonaro is one of those responsible for this attack. He is seen as an intellectual mentor because dozens of times he suggested this type of action during his tenure, not to mention the silence, not admitting defeat after the elections. It fueled in its supporters a feeling that the coup was possible.
The Brazilian Congress, which was in recess, called an emergency meeting on Monday. For Edgar Marcial, Miguel Amaya, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Monday said the resilience of Ukraine's forces fighting off waves of attacks in the eastern region of Donbas helped the country win time and gain strength. Ukrainian military reports say that the country's troops are withstanding heavy attacks by Russian forces. Zelensky rhetorically asked what Russia has actually gained. Everything is completely destroyed. There is almost no life left. Thousands of their people are lost. The whole land near Solidar is covered with corpses of the invaders and scarred from the blows. This is what madness looks like. Zelensky did not spell out what he meant by gaining time and strength, but Ukrainian officials and senior officers have warned that Russia is planning a new major offensive in the coming months. This is VOA News. The U.S. is leveling a sharp charge over Iran's sale of lethal drones for Russia to use in the Ukraine invasion. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Iranian weapons are being used to kill Ukrainian civilians.
Which, from our point of view, puts Iran in a place where it could potentially be contributing to widespread war crimes.
It's some of the sharpest rhetoric against Tehran since it started supporting Russia's war at the State Department.
We are not looking merely at those responsible for pulling the trigger or for pressing the button.
Spokesman Ned Price says investigators will go up the ladder, and if the U.S. can determine Iran is complicit in or responsible for war crimes,
we will work to hold them to account as well.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Republicans have passed their first bill. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
The legislation cuts funding that was intended to bolster the IRS, and it hit a snag ahead of votes after the budget office announced, rather than save money, the bill would add $114 billion to the federal deficit. Still, it flew through on a party-line vote. Representative Nicole Malliotakis, Republican from New York.
This is meant to nickel and dime, audit and harass America's small businesses and families.
Congressman Earl Blumenauer, an Oregon Democrat.
This legislation will shield tax cheats at the expense of working families.
However, the measure stands almost no chance in the Senate, controlled by Democrats. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new government has wasted no time implementing its ultra-nationalist agenda. In less than 2 weeks, it has adopted a seemingly petty ban on displaying the Palestinian flag and shaking the foundations of Israel's democracy with a proposed legal assault on the Supreme Court. Those moves already are fomenting divisions at home and pushing Israel conflict with Palestinians and Israel's allies abroad. Netanyahu told lawmakers in his Likud party Monday that the new government is not waiting to act and will actually run the country differently. Prince Harry has accused his stepmother, Camilla, the queen consort, of leaking private conversations to the media to burnish her own reputation. He's been promoting a new book that lays bare a story of his life behind palace walls. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.